Take a look at this unbelievable video. We'll slow it down to show you just how bold these suspects are. The young man without a shirt goes for the uniformed Detroit police officer's gun on his right side. He gets it. Meanwhile, his accomplice in the Adidas pants pulls a gun, pointing it at the officer. There's a struggle. The officer wrestles his duty weapon a 9mm back from the suspect. The two run off. The officer does not shoot at them.
This is just a ridiculous crime.
Detroit Police Commander Arnold Williams says it happened Saturday evening at the BP station near the Southfield and Joy Road. There's nothing to indicate that this officer, who was off duty heading into work, was targeted specifically. Investigators say it was all about getting the gun.
There's no way I can explain the mindset of someone who would do something like that, but the one thing I can explain is if they would do that to a uniformed police officer, can you imagine what they would do to a regular citizen?
Investigators have identified both suspects. They've executed 2 search warrants at their homes and are in contact with their parents. But still, as of Monday afternoon, they're not in police custody.
If it's any family members that are sheltering them or have any information, encourage them to come in, and we want them to turn themselves in because we're coming for them. We're going to find them.
Detroit Police Rewards TV is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in this case.
$5,000?
Anonymous.
In the hood? They're done.
Alex. Excellent.
From the south coast of the Golden State, it's Long Beach's most popular talk show with Alex Exum. And now, your host, Alex Exum.
How much do you want to bet those two thugs will be turned in by either their best friends, girlfriends, family members, or fellow gang members? How much do you want to bet? $5,000 is a lot in the hood. You could get killed for $20 in the hood. $5,000, they're done. They're done. I'm going to post that video in the show notes. You have got to see. When I saw the video, I said, is this kid insane? And there's two of them, by the way. One of them really is fighting with the cop. The other pulls a gun. The fact that these two kids were not shot, I don't know what, I mean, kids. I'm calling them kids. Because the police are in touch with their parents, as you heard. The parents.
Right.
The ones that raised them so well. My name is Alex Exum. This is the Alex Exum Show. The greatest talk show in the history of the world, or at least this side of Long Beach. I've got more crime news. It's not just police being assaulted. I mean, when you see the video, just like that police chief was telling us, if they'll do this to a cop, what chance do you or I have on the street? And you've got to imagine. Both of these guys, I'm sure, I don't know, not 100% sure, but I would suspect have a criminal record. So they had to know, just dealing with police, you could watch a cop show and figure this out. Most police not only have body armor, they have backup guns, tasers, mace, and a radio where they'll call 50 homies in 5 minutes to come club, tase, and beat your ass, if not shoot you dead. So I mean, you see the video and you go, this guy is either the ballsiest kid I've ever seen or insane. And his compadre there, who again, pulls a gun. It's not like they didn't have guns. One of the dudes had a gun already, but they wanted the cop's gun. And for someone to be sitting there at a gas station inside the little convenience store part, look at a cop and say, look at his buddy, go, I'm going to take that gun. And to have a buddy who goes, let's do it. I mean, you folks, If you have any idea, or any question, rather, if you have any question whether crime is out of control, just go watch that one video. That one video should be the viral video of 2023. I've never seen this. And I've seen a lot of criminal videos. I mean, I watch Active Self-Protection every day. I encourage you to follow John Correa and Active Self-Protection. You know, I think the YouTube hammer is about to come down on John as well. He keeps encouraging people to download the app. I interviewed him on this show. You need to go back in the archives. You can find it. But the point is, John is probably going to – I don't know this, but – and he hasn't told me this. I have no inside baseball. Just watching his channel and him now suddenly pushing, folks, you got to move over to our app. We've got other content on there that you're not going to see here. Apparently more gruesome, which I don't need to see. But he's pushing people to the app because he knows YouTube will probably eventually demonetize and ban him because he posts violent videos, nothing he did, but criminal interactions and how to survive them. He's a self-defense expert. Every day he posts a video, sometimes two or three a day. He does body cam videos as well now. And it's a very useful channel for people who are worried about crime in your major city. Look, I don't care if it's a small town. It doesn't have to be Detroit like where this cop was. I'm going to play a few clips of a body being found in a barrel of a young musician out here in L.A. Everyone's like, a body in a barrel? It's like some mafia stuff you'd find in Jersey or something. Then we have another lunatic out here, the same freeways I drive, folks, who is shooting people. One person has been killed. I'm going to play a report from KTLA where they're going to say, well, we've got one shooting and another they're investigating. We're trying to find out if they're related. Well, they are. I read the article today that was updated with the video, and they have connected the two. So if you need any indication that crime is a problem in every major city, watch the video I'll put in the show notes of the Detroit cop. And if you want to search it now on YouTube, it's Detroit cop fights off two men trying to steal his gun at gas station. Doesn't get any more simple than that. I'm going to play the clip again because I thought that was funny that they said they're in touch with the suspect's parents. I said, the parents? Like they're their babysitters or something. I get it. They're at the house trying to find them. These guys are sleeping on other people's couches. They went underground. They will be caught. We all know that. Look. Every cop in Detroit is looking for these guys. They didn't have masks. Video is crystal clear. I could identify these guys if I saw them in Long Beach, so they're done. And when I heard that $5,000 reward was being offered, I said, oh, yeah. How long is it going to be before somebody just – it could be his homies. $5,000? They need rent money, too. Gangsters need rent money. You know, so his friends, his family, everybody is just going to drop a dime on him as soon as they can get that $5,000. Let me just play this sad story. Apparently, he's a young musician. I wasn't familiar with him. But, you know, knowing my music marketing promotion business, whether he's a rapper, R&B singer, pop singer, doesn't matter. But I heard he was a – I'm going to look him up because he has an Instagram profile, they said. But a young black singer probably doing – I don't know if it was hip-hop. I'm assuming it's hip-hop in our bay. Who knows? Maybe it's classical. I shouldn't judge. But most of the people I deal with, it's hip-hop or some dance, EDM. But usually it's hip-hop, R&B, or pop. And who knows? Like I've got to be careful. Sometimes I've worked with these guys before, you know, and I just didn't know their name because I use their musician names, right? Everyone's got a handle. Then they've got the real name. So – I heard this and I was like, oh God, please don't let this be someone I worked with. He's an LA musician. So this just broke. So I didn't have time to look it up and I wanted to include this in the show. Let me just play this clip. Cause I was wondering about this. They were talking about this on the local news here, like a body and a bear, like what?
We now know the name of the man whose body was found inside a barrel floating in the waters off Malibu Lagoon State Beach. The L.A. County Coroner's Office has identified the victim as 32-year-old Javonta Murphy. According to his Instagram page, Murphy was a singer and songwriter from Los Angeles. No information about the cause or manner of death has been determined. The barrel was first spotted on Sunday, but it was not until Monday morning that it was brought to shore and opened.
Just a bizarre story. You start thinking, how did he end up in the barrel? Like, what story is behind this? It's like a Dateline episode. Now, I want to play briefly this clip, two-minute clip, of some lunatic driving around, just warning people in Long Beach, L.A., Orange County, driving around, I believe it was Costa Mesa where the shooting happened. But if it's on the freeway, it could happen anywhere. We had a case last summer where a lunatic with a BB gun, a high-powered pellet gun, was driving around blowing everybody's windows out. They finally, like 20 shootings or something with BB guns. People thought they were getting shot at. They finally caught him. Now this summer, we have someone with a real gun who just killed someone and shot someone else, apparently.
This is a fatal shooting in Costa Mesa. And as you mentioned, there is another car-to-car shooting, but that is in Diamond Bar. We're seeing if this is possibly connected.
We have now confirmed they're related.
Costa Mesa. CHP officers are here, and as you see, the police tape is up. This is Church Street. We know that there is a white vehicle about half a block down on Church Street. This is a very busy residential and business area, just to set the scene here, Walnut and Church Streets. Take a closer look at this. Costa Mesa police working with CHP officers right now. They received multiple 911 calls. It's believed two gunshot victims were told were inside the white vehicle over at Church Street near the 55 freeway. One victim is in the hospital. We don't know their condition just yet.
Why did it stop? That was weird.
Investigation is ongoing. Oh, the victim who died is still in that vehicle. We're waiting for the coroner's office. Unfortunately, it was too late for them, even though CHP officers and paramedics had arrived earlier. Now look at this. CHP officers say they are looking at a possible vehicle-to-vehicle shooting on the 57 freeway. That's near the 60 freeway in Diamond Bar. Not clear, once again, if these two shootings are possibly related.
They are.
The driver of a pickup truck pulled over with his family after he says his vehicle was shot at. Talk about shocking. CHP officers say the suspect may be in a Jeep or an SUV. We're still looking into that description. Fortunately, at that scene, nobody was hurt, but this was definitely traumatizing for the driver and his family. Now back out here live, once we gather more details and CHP officers talk to us this morning here live in Costa Mesa, we're going to get that information out to you as quickly as possible. But once
that report out of KTLA, I will post the video that I think is really going to jar some people, seeing a young man try to steal a gun off of a uniformed police officer. I mean, it's just, you look at it, you go, what in the hell? If he's going to do that to that guy, what would he do to me if I had a cash, wallet, car he wanted, whatever, let alone a gun? I mean, this guy, you could put, come on, he's in the hood. Let's be honest. He could get a gun anywhere. But the fact is he wanted that cop's gun and was willing to almost die for it. Police officers all have backup guns. The fact that even though he took the gun and the cop wrestled it back so he could have shot them, even as they were running away, they still had a gun. They were a deadly threat. Even if they got the gun and tried to run away from him, he could have shot him with his backup pistol. The cop's got body armor. He's got an advantage, and they didn't care. Let alone he's a cop. Jeez Louise, man. When you see the video, your jaw's going to drop. And this is just to illustrate. I know you're like, Alex, that was Detroit. You live in, you know, L.A. area. That's a crazier area, too. So, yeah, big cities, too. But these things are happening in smaller towns, and it's just because the general attitude is the police aren't doing anything. Most criminals are just getting away with stuff, stealing things. San Francisco is a wasteland. I saw a video from a YouTuber where he showed the entire downtown, not downtown district, but a district that was with shops, CVSs, Rite Aids, those type. They're all gone. They just picked up and left. And it was, you know, I've seen other people in San Francisco saying how they have to walk a mile because everything's shut down. It's crazy. So crime's a problem. And I'm going to put a blog post about that, but I want to tell you about another one. I did an interesting one you'll see posted today about, because I looked at my numbers and I pulled the most popular shows recently, let's say in the past 6 months. I think it will surprise you. And then I posted, because I had to get a air check done for a station I might be working with, hopefully, I got together some of my better episodes I thought I did. So it's interesting. The ones that I think are my better shows and the ones the numbers show are better shows. So I'll put the top 10 recent shows. I think you'll find that interesting. And I have a new book coming out. It's not done, but I'm going to announce that shortly. Folks, please go to alexexum.com, check out the books, the art, and I'll talk to you soon. Ciao. Alex.